it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this frigid Sunday evening, because it's cold as all hell outside. I don't know about y'all, but we are bracing for another mother effing storm. I'm so over this damn weather, but you know what? That's neither here nor there. But like I said, I'm glad you guys are joining me this evening. And please, if you're out there in the stores, make certain you get condoms, because I know during this time of year, things get a little heated in the bedroom. You know, you get these snow bunny babies. So get you some protection, fellas. Well. If you don't want no kids, go ahead and strap it up. I believe there are some condoms on sale. They still have some left at Walmart. I was just there. Not getting condoms, though. I was getting bread. I was getting bread. But here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and a lot of cases, the ugly. Because dating sometimes can be a little ugly, but it can be a beautiful thing, too. And tonight, we are talking about afraid to love. Because there's a lot of people out there who are operating out of fear. We want to talk about that tonight. Got special guests in the studio. We got Dr. Gray, friend of the show.
Good to be back.
Good to have you back. We also have Jackson Carrera.
Good to be back for the first time.
Right. Glad to have you here. That mic sound kind of low. Say hello again.
Hello.
We might get you another mic. But keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, don't forget that you can go to the website, thisdateisover.com, post your bad date stories, because that's the whole purpose of the website. And we had so much fun in February on the party bus. My God, I'm still having great, great visions and memories from the party bus. But we like to keep the party going, even though our next event is not necessarily a party, but it's going to be a nice get together. We're having a brunch on April 26th, so save the date. Details are forthcoming. We're going to have a real good time. So we're going to eat up. We're going to have some good, heated, and intimate discussion. So,
the best like kind.
Stay tuned, right? Stay tuned.
I wasn't invited to this party bus situation.
Huh?
I said I wasn't invited to this party bus situation.
Next time. We're going to have another one. It's going to be even better than the first one. So the next party bus, you will be invited. Tell all your friends. But we're gonna get into some music first. Can I speak tonight? Get into some music first before we dive into tonight's topic. So don't forget to call us 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and hit us up on Facebook as well. facebook.com/thisdateisover. Talking about fear as it relates to love. Are you afraid to love? So keep it right here on The Flow.
Yeah. You and my interplanetary good vibes on Space Cowboy. Oh no, Space Cowboy. Don't be coy, Space Cowboy. I'm a dish you'll enjoy. At least I will be when I get rid of these scales. I'm all fins and tails. You're all stars and fly. And just like you, I like to stick to what I know, dear. Lately, this water's been jail. I feel the need to get me some sky. And just like you,
thank you. Look down at your phone. You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from the internet. The song was Shadow Dance. Right before that was Carolyn Malachi with Orion. And I started you off with music from my girl, Erykah Badu. The song was Mm-hmm. And tonight, we got some special guests in the studio. We got Jackson Carrera and the great Dr. Gray. And we are discussing Afraid to Love. So I'll let you guys do your own introduction. So I'm going to start with you, Jackson.
My name is Jackson Carrera. I'm Jackson underscore Carrera on any handle. I am a poet from the DMV area. Mm-hmm. Just an overall artist. I wouldn't want to typecast myself as a poet, but I'm multifaceted in all art. I kind of call myself a practitioner and a prognosticator of love as well.
Oh, right. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Are you single?
No.
Oh, no, damn. Sorry, ladies. So, Dr. Gray, was that it for your introduction?
That's cool for me.
Okay. Dr. Gray, so tell the good people who you are.
Oh, just Dr. Quincy Gray, you know, psychologist in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. Working at Howard, but also have my own practice and just a friend of the show.
Yes, great friend of the show. So let's get to it. Afraid to Love. I mean, it's a lot of people that are just numb and afraid and just operating out of fear when it comes to love. So why are so many people afraid, though? What are some of the things that you're seeing? Like, why are people scared, Dr. Gray?
Well, probably the most common thing that comes up is that they've been hurt before. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it goes back to that teenage love affair that just went wrong, or sometimes more serious stuff in terms of family issues and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But the issues around being afraid to love, it doesn't start with relationships in terms of a love relationship, a one-on-one. You know, you could take it back to issues in childhood.
Right.
Being teased as a kid, all those things that relate to self-acceptance, self-identity, appreciation, being vulnerable, being open, being teased over the little things.
Oh, damn.
And how that stuff kind of stays with you.
I'm about to start crying. Like, you talking about me? I was teased all the time.
Pace yourself. We got a show to do.
Like, oh, no. Dr. Gray has opened up some wounds now. So, Jackson, why do you think people are afraid?
To snowball off that, but I also think that people, when it comes to being in love, like in a relationship form, I think people, they're too caught up on trying to get it right, trying to get it perfect, when there are no guidelines to love. So it's like, if you don't find this person who has 9 out of 10 things on your checklist, then you're scared to release everything because you're going to be in a situation where it grows and it's not going to be perfect. But a part of being in love is growing in love too, you know. It's like, you have to get it and then build it on it, and then usually you have to build with someone else too. So I think it's a lot of people just too worried about getting it perfect when there is no perfect love. There's no such thing as that.
No, nothing in life is perfect. I mean, but it's also people who are lazy.
nothing. Like, it kills me. I remember I posted something on Facebook about a date or something like that, and this guy said that he had never been on a date before. And I'm like, okay, mind you, he's like in his late 40s. And like, you've never been on a date in your entire life? No, I'm not. I don't go on dates, and you know, I've heard too many horror stories about people having bad dates and blah blah blah. I'm just like, okay, so that sounds like fear to me. Of course, he wasn't going to admit that it was fear. He said, no, it's not fear. I'm not afraid. I just don't feel like putting myself through that. I'm like, but that sounds like fear to me.
Right.
Like, I don't know how else you want me to describe that, my man. Yeah. But if you are close to 50 years old, you never been on a date.
Right.
Like, okay. I don't get it. Like, some people just don't even want to try because everybody says they want love. You know, they think that they're lovable.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be. But a lot of people do not want to put in the effort to even receive love. And I don't get that. And I understand, you know, matters of the heart, you know, is very serious. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. That's why I got you on the show, Dr. Gray. Like, how can we get people to want to open up? You know, I understand you're being vulnerable is not an easy thing. But some people's hearts are so hardened that it's just like, how do you break through that? You got to get like an ice pick or something for these people to open up.
Mm-hmm. Well, ice picks notwithstanding, because you know that can lead to a whole another type of situation. But you know, in all honesty, it's about people being willing to take the risk and people being willing to put in the work. See, we have this conceptualization now that everything is supposed to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything on the media that we see is people jumping in and out of bed, in and out of relationships and whatnot, and nobody's showing how to make it work. Nobody's showing the actual dating process. What is it?
Right.
Is we went out, we had a date, and then we put everything on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, all the good, the bad, the ugly. And then it's like, what do you talk about with the person that you were dating when they're going and they get home and they got 50 messages saying, how could you do that on a date? And it's like, that's not what a relationship is. That's not what dating is. That's
and you know what, people, don't put that on Facebook. Put that on thisdateisover.com, okay?
Right.
We don't do that on Facebook. Just put it on thisdateisover.com. You know, we don't put names out there. That way people don't know it's you that said that you didn't like the date with Joe Blow person. That's all I'm going to say about that. But as you were saying.
Well, it is this thing about people being able to say, you know, when I'm meeting with somebody and I'm learning what it means to actually trust them, I'm judging their character. I'm looking at what kind of person are they? Are they somebody that I fit with, somebody that I vibe with, somebody that I feel like if I am willing and able to share a little bit of myself, they're not going to go and share it with everybody else. They're going to keep our relationship stuff here. They're going to make me feel safe and supported, and they're going to be somebody I feel like I can make feel safe and that I can support.
That's important, because if the person doesn't make you feel safe, then it's worthless, in my opinion. Because I've been in that situation with somebody. I'm like, you know what? I didn't feel safe with them. So it took me a while to cut them strings, but I had to do it because I did not feel safe with that person. But, you know, going back to past hurts, and it seems like, well, I don't know. I guess because I'm a woman, I would say, you know, a lot of guys, it seems to be more difficult for them to get over these past hurts. Like, they might not show it with, you know, tears and bawling out and crawling into, you know, the fetal position, but a lot of guys have hardened hearts. And when it comes to dating, they get to this point of, well, I don't feel like I should have to do X, Y, and Z. You know, I don't feel like I have to be chivalrous. I shouldn't have to open the door for her because she ain't nobody special. You have to be all the way up here on some type of level that you have to meet for him to even be remotely respectful.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't get that.
I don't
or they
that
get so
all.
Concerned with some chick that broke their heart in the sixth grade because she didn't give you, you know, the extra lollipop and she ended up going out with Johnny and not you.
Right.
So how do we get through to these guys, Jackson?
Here's the thing. The first key that you have to do that is to be the person's mom. And since you ain't never going to be our mom, then like, we are kind of looking
never.
For so you already lost at that point, but subconsciously, we are looking for someone who is close to our parents. Like, usually women are looking for a dude who's close to their father. And we do sometimes subconsciously end up with women who resemble most of their mother. So it's like, if you don't have those mother qualities, then you might not even have a chance to even get that type of chivalrous thing. Two, it's about even how the dude respects his mom. Like, if you're a woman and you look at how a man treats his mom, that's probably going to translate to the way he treats you as well. But
he didn't hit his mama though.
Damn. No. Well, shit. I kind of hit his mom. So the way of breaking through as to be a man, and the way to break through those type of guidelines is patience, and you also have to demand things from yourself. Like, a dude says, Well, all right, I don't feel like I can have to open the doors for you. Well, you sit your butt in that car until he come and open that door when y'all on date, and he gonna open it, and he may get mad. Y'all may have a conversation, but you have to be forthright to take those things that you want from mm-hmm. a person. When you know, because there are the guys who are in a relationship and you're doing relationship type of things, but you're not taking that woman to the next level. Well, if you're a woman and you find yourself in that situation, but then if he's putting you in that unfair place, then you unfairly take the things that you need to take from him. So you sit in the car till he opens it for you. You text him until he texts you back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta be.
You have to set that standard.
You gotta
basically
set the standard. You got
yes,
hey,
ladies.
You gotta dress for the job you want.
That's you know what? Well, that's a whole nother story because. That's a whole nother show because I'm gonna, you know, that's a hoes be winning type show because it's a lot of women, there's a lot of hoes out there that are winning because they don't require a guy to treat them with mm-hmm. respect. And when you are a respectful woman, you know, you have something about you, a man is not going to tolerate that because he's like, I got XYZ ho, yeah. I don't have to hold the door open for her.
Well, it's like Dr. Gray says, all about accessibility. Like, we used to have to pick up the phone and call people, now we just have to text. So it's the same way in a relationship. Like, the respectable women are the phone calls with the rotary phone with the zing, zing, zing. and the hoes are text right now. And it's so easy for us to text and to get what we want from a text and from a tweet or a post rather than to pick up the phone and call someone. And that's the compare and contrast between these two different type of women. So, yeah, a rotary phone right now is losing to the text messages. But when our systems go down and all this and fucking pandemonium.
Oh, hello. and he said fudge.
Fudge. And pandemonium Y2K, then we're going to have to go back to these rodeo phones and CD and CB4s, this old technology that was working for us all this time. And we're going, the text message is going to be obsolete. And that's like the compare and contrast.
Okay, I wish I wouldn't. Well, now, yeah, texting, it's the gift and the curse. And I tell guys all the time, if texting is your only thing, that's the 24/7, this date is over. It's not going to work for me. Like, I'm not going to take you seriously because I can't have any type of cultivation via text message. Like, I can't talk to you. I can't hear any inflection in your voice if we're just texting each other.
Bringing it back to that idea of communication. Mm-hmm. What is real communication?
Mm-hmm. Even what is real communication? Please let me know.
I mean, texting is great for, hey, you know, pick up some milk on the way home. But you
or
know,
I'm
like,
in a meeting.
Right. Yeah. But when you actually are trying to talk to somebody, you actually need to talk to somebody. You know, even what? If it's, you know, writing a letter or, you know, sending something like that where you can actually put more into it versus the 450 characters or 140 characters you're allotted on some of these things. You know, sometimes you need space to actually say what's going
if
on.
If I could find this text message this guy sent me, it must have been like a dissertation. I didn't even bother responding. Like, if you gotta type me 25,000 characters, just pick up the damn phone.
Right.
I don't have time to read all that.
Yes, that is,
he was saying something about us, you know, me not getting back to him about going out. I'm like, you asked me via text message. I'm not going to respond to that BS. So if you really wanted to hang out, pick up the phone. He was like, well, I made other plans. I'm like, okay, I don't care. Do what you got to do because I wasn't really interested because we haven't had more than a 5-minute conversation on the phone.
Word.
So, whatever.
Seems like having a conversation is a lost art. So we need to bring that back.
How do we get it back though? Because it doesn't seem like a lot of people want that, especially like the younger generation. That's all they really know. People don't know how to have dialogue face to face.
That's true.
You know, when it comes to conflict, you know, people will be big and bad online. You see them in person, they shoot you or something. They ready to kill you because they can't even go with the hands like back in the day.
Well, you know, I think it's on some level it's on everybody to step up. Whether mm-hmm. it's their parents, whether it's their teachers, mentors, brothers, sisters, people that they look up to really challenge them to sit down and say, hey, let's have a conversation. You know, big brother taking out little brother, little sister, and mm-hmm. then going out to dinner and be like, all right, turn off your cell phone. We are going to talk at the table.
Yes. Oh, wow.
We are going to talk in the car. Whoever's texting you, tell them you will get back to them later.
Yes.
Right now, let's have a conversation. Let's have a dialogue. Parents sitting down and talking with their kids, not accepting that, you know, you can sit at the dinner table and be all on the phone while you're supposed to be engaging with the people that you're looking at.
Yeah,
people don't engage on dates anymore. I actually asked the guy before. I said, am I boring you? Like, put the damn phone away?
Yeah. But you know, there's a thing you can do now. If you're on a date, What you do is both of you guys put your phones on the table, you flip it around, and you leave the volume on so all your rings and your texts and blings can come through, and whoever touched the phone first has to pay for the whole dinner.
Okay.
And that's a good, let's start that, because like you said, like my mom is just now starting to text, and she drives me crazy, like with these broken messages and stuff, like where I come outside it. And I'm like, yeah. But when she really wants something, she's going to call and bug me, call me 8 times a day. And I kind of still appreciate that. And I appreciate the way, like, she picks up the phone and tells me little things. And it's like, my mom was like one of them people from the movie. She'd call me like, yeah, it's raining outside. Okay. All right. Bye.
Would you appreciate that?
I appreciate
somebody that can pick up the phone and have a conversation with me. That means more to me than a text message.
Yeah.
You know, happy birthday text messages. Okay, thanks. Oh, yes, you could type that out, but you couldn't just pick up the phone and let me hear your voice. But whatever. I appreciate you thinking of me, but whatever.
Oh, there are different ways to show that. You know, send a text is nice, but if you pick up the phone, just be like, hey, I was thinking about you, or go
fellas,
old school.
Fellas, ladies and fellas, you know how many cool points you would get for actually picking up the phone
and
talking to the person that you like?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, that's
it's not that hard. Mm. But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. We are on the TuneIn app. You have to search for Rock The Flow, all one word, Rock The Flow on TuneIn. You can download it to your mobile devices. It could be your iPhone, your Android, your iPad, and whatever tablet you have. You can also go to TuneIn.com and search for Rock The Flow. It's all one word. You can listen to us on your laptops, computers, and what have you. But if you want to get in on tonight's topic, give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @datasover. And also make certain you like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And keep in mind, we have the brunch coming up, April 26th. Save the date. Stay tuned. More information will be posted on thisdateisover.com. So yes, make sure you get your tickets early before we sell out. So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
You're the one. If not, you are the prototype. We'll tiptoe to the sun and do things I know you like. Thank you.
met today for a reason. I think I'm on the right track now.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. You just heard music from my boyfriend, Andre 3000, even though he doesn't know that we're together. In my mind, we go together.
Yes.
And that song was Prototype. Tonight we're talking about Afraid to Love. And by the way, I'm your host, Miss Marie. I got Jackson Carrera in the studio.
Here.
Got Dr. Gray.
What's going on?
And we're just talking about people that are afraid to love. There's a lot of people that are just numb. And I know a lot of people are using this term thirsty.
Oh,
I'm over it.
God.
I think that's another reason why people are afraid to really jump out there and open their hearts, because they don't want to be perceived as thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, the screenshot has killed a lot of people's efforts when it comes to dating.
Right.
Because people are so quick to screenshot the crap that, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say crap, but the stuff that they get on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I do it too. Like, when I get something outlandish, I do, but you know, even when things go south, people are really quick to do a screenshot and post it. And,
right.
You know, a lot of people don't even want to admit that they liked the person. Like, oh, I told you this chick was pressed and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, she liked you at one point in time, so it's okay. So, thirst. Can we kind of play that down just a tad? Just a tad?
Possibly. But I think people need to stop being... Well, they need to think about what it actually means to be thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're thirsty and they're going out and trying to get some wine or something like that, it doesn't satisfy. It's good for the moment, but in a little while, you still find yourself thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and get some water, which, you know, may not seem as flashy, but it's what the body needs,
oh,
and that'll
God.
Sustain you a lot longer. So
are you saying you should get with an ugly person? Is that where you're going with that?
It ain't about ugly.
Okay.
It's about personality. It's about match. It's about quality.
Mm-hmm. And, quality,
you know,
over quantity.
You can find somebody that, you know, they look good in the moment, but that may not last. You
yeah.
find somebody that's quality on all levels. I mean, they can look good, but have a mind, you know, just have all those things that people say they want.
Mm-hmm.
That will last you a lifetime.
Yeah, people say they want.
People say they want,
People say a lot of things. Like I said, people do a whole lot of talking, but when it comes to their actual relationship statuses, they don't really put that effort into changing it.
Right, right.
Especially a lot of single people. They'll say like, oh, I want X, Y, and Z. And then when, you know, you don't go out.
Yeah.
Okay, you sitting at home all day, but you don't go out. And
mm-hmm.
they're afraid. Well, I don't want to do online dating because there's a lot of crazy people out there. I'm like, okay, but it's crazy people that live in your building.
Right.
It's crazy people in your family. It's crazy people down the street. It's crazy people in the mall. It's crazy people at your church. So, like, I don't understand. if you're not going to put any effort into changing your situation, then, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah, man. And with this thirsty thing, just like he said, but another thing about thirsty is people are, they're unfairly using it for preference. Like,
right.
if a girl, they screenshot and tweets, oh, this dude's so thirsty. But if Boris Kodjo wrote you the same thing, then he'd be romantic. Like, you can't, they're using it, you use thirsty to what you want. Like,
yeah, thirst is based on if you like a person.
Exactly.
So if I don't like you, then you're being thirsty. But, you know, it, sometimes it is warranted, because if I don't like you and I tell you I don't like mm-hmm. you and you True. Continue to pursue me, then perhaps that can be thirst.
Yeah, but then don't put on some type of list of, I want my man to be persistent. So do you want me persistent?
Right.
No, I'm not going to take no for an answer all the time, especially like if I seen you and I know that I'm the right one for you and I know like I can make a difference to you or make a difference in your life or we can we're compatible, but mm-hmm. you can't get past the mole on my nose or something like that. Like,
that's a big ass mole, man.
But still though,
if it's a mole that covers like your whole face, I'm just be looking at the mole the whole time.
But you should be able to see past the mole, and you should know, like, and I'm just trying to tell you, like, look, I may have something other offer you than this big hairy mole on my nose, mm-hmm. but now I'm thirsty because I'm not your preference. I'm not what you want. But the dude that you do want, he's not making the same effort to get you or to get your attention the same way. And he's being romantic because we always chase the ones who run from us. But the ones who are probably better suited for us, we ignore them most of the time. Mm-hmm. And that's that thirsty thing. And it was thirsty. And before that, it was creep. He's a creep. Now, the one person's like, yeah, let me send some flowers to your job. Well, how you know where I work at? But if somebody else you liked it, then they'd be romantic. So
right.
It's unfair.
And I mean, it's a fear thing. Like, it's like what we're talking about. People are afraid to love. And when somebody does something nice for you, you get freaked out.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of, has there been a moment when I've been freaked out? It's been several. I mean, I've had some stalkers in the past, and that was not a nice thing. When I used to live in this building, I bought my first condo years ago, and somebody was leaving love notes on my car. Freaked me out.
See, then for you to see it, it was Trey Songz or something, you'd have been happy about it.
Oh, I know, right? But the person never revealed themselves. So it was like they were watching me. Like, yeah, oh, you look really nice in that brown outfit and with the blah, blah shoes. I'm just like, all right. The first one was nice. Like, oh, I think you're very pretty. Okay, cool. But when it became like, I got like 10 notes.
Right, yeah, that's creepy.
Right, and then I went to the police and they said they couldn't do anything until I got shot or stabbed. So it was like... Yeah. It was nothing. Yeah. I couldn't get any help. So, yeah. I mean, it's difficult nowadays, especially because it's a lot of crazy people. Like I said, it's a lot of crazy people out there. And people have so much access to you, you know, with Facebook, and people can find out where you live. So that can be a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. So if somebody found out where I worked and sent me some flowers, I might be a little concerned. But at the same time, I would be flattered. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but it's always nice when it comes from somebody you know.
Yeah.
And somebody that's right, like,
that right. you like.
We have yeah. this kind of relationship right. established.
Yeah,
so.
Or some kind of relationship. We're like, and then if you post it on Instagram, oh, I work at the DMV, and you get some flowers, like, how you know I work at?
Because you post it yeah, all the time, you big dummy. Now, I remember a couple years ago for my birthday, somebody sent me like 24 like this beautiful bouquet of flowers. I didn't know who the hell sent me the flowers. Mm-hmm. They didn't leave no card. Mm-hmm. Or with no name in the card. Just like, you know, happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And I couldn't just call somebody randomly and say thank you.
That's right.
It wasn't. The guy finally revealed himself like 2-3 weeks later. Because he was like, did you ever get the flowers I sent? I was like, oh, that was you? I didn't know. I didn't even know he knew my address. But he did pick me up a couple times, so. See. But I just didn't think he knew my address.
I call that persistence yeah. and romanticism.
Yes, it was very sweet. It was very sweet. So people got to be more open to accepting sweet stuff.
Right, yeah. Like, I know we live in a society where, you know, we can't trust certain people. We can't go out certain things in certain places. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we have to get back to a place where we have more reverence and we trust people and we believe in people more. And that's how we are open to accept, like, the most gracious gifts that we can get.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just open to it, you know? So, it's like, you know, like, now, if you see somebody walking or a hitchhiker or something like that, you're too scared to pick them up. But you
right.
could be saving this person's life, like, literally. But it's just the way that we came, we, like you said, we become too afraid of everything.
We're afraid to live.
To live, to accept love, to be able to give love. So that's where we're at right now. And that's why this conversation is so necessary.
So how can we get back to love?
Oh, that's the $1 million question.
I know, right? How can somebody just, you know, let all down and just be open? Like, you know what? I'm ready. Take me. I'm yours.
You know, the funny thing is, I would say they actually have to be open to themselves first. Ooh. They got to look in the mirror and be like, do I love me? Do I accept me?
Because be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
That's what my life coach used to always say.
Your life coach is on point.
Be the change you want to see. Because a lot of people, they're not even at a stage to receive love because they're not ready. Mm-hmm. Like, you want this person to have X, Y, and Z, and you don't even have X, Y, or Z.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
But
it starts with you.
Yeah. And if they can get there, then they can really start having that conversation and letting other people know, well, this is what I want, this is what I need, and this is what I'm willing to give.
Right.
Take a list. Make that list. Write it down and figure out what you truly want. You know, because a lot of people will write that list of what they want, but also add to that list what you're bringing to the table, what you possess. Because you can't expect this person to have, you know, washboard abs and... $20 million in the bank, and you're on food stamps, and you are out of shape, and you can't even see your feet because your stomach is bulging, but whatever. We're going to continue the discussion after the break, so give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DateIsOver and hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver as well. And also, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover, so keep it on rocktheflow.com. That's rocktheflow.com is the website. We're also on TuneIn. Search for Rock the Flow and save us to your favorites so you can check us out each and every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. So keep it right here. We'll be right back.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Was a real quick break right here on The Flow. So just in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Got Jackson Carrera and Dr. Gray in the studio. We're talking about Afraid to Love. And in case you didn't hear Jackson say it earlier, he is an artist, he's a poet, and he's going to share some of his awesome work with us. So I'm going to pass the floor to you, Jackson.
Thank you. Yes, I want to do a poem. I have a poem that's definitely applicable to the things that we're talking about tonight, about being afraid of love and just and how do you break through those walls and those boundaries and things of that nature. Well, what happened was where the premise of this poem came from, a place where men, we can't figure out like why we can't love a woman because she's so broken and she's so hurt. And the thing about us is like it's in our DNA to try to break through walls, to try to fix things that probably can't even be fixed, you know. And so this is me like dropping all my ego and everything and realizing like, hey, like maybe I cannot fix this. Like maybe I don't have the tools to fix this. Only time can fix it, and by me being persistent and things like that. And the most manly man that we know was MacGyver. MacGyver can fix it. He can fix any situation
with a bobby pin.
With a bobby pin, he can get out any type of situation and anything like that. So I wrote a poem a while back, and it's called MacGyver. And you want to hear it? Here it go.
We gotta get him some water.
Me. It is a misconception that broken hearts need MacGyvers. They need divers who are willing to swim through channels of Channel 5 to get to the stink of the problem. The problem, and what they fail to say is, broken hearts are highly contagious, but bend rib cages into prisons. Partners get shanked by the broken shards in the yard of sorrow. They always tell us the story of Humpty Dumpty, but they never say why he was on that wall in the first place. Mm. His heart had already been crumbled into a collage of self-loathing. He just wanted his reflection to match. She just wanted my reflection to match hers. Two damaged deck of cards playing 52 pickup, shuffled into a poker game of death, playing poker games with death, where the one who calls first will be the one to eventually throw their hand in. A hands-on love is the hardest. Do you have any idea how hard it is trying to catch a heart with the consistency of confetti? So you already rained on my parade so many times. I'm just thankful that hope floats. Quotes from wise men. Stop telling me what the problem is if you don't want me to fix it. Stop taking quotes of my emotion just to hire someone else for the job. How do you think I've gone so long without a job? I've been living off your touch. Your love is like welfare. The Section 8 of your heart is sanctioned off with a bunch of old projects you didn't have the budget or capacity to finish. Makes me a low income tenant when I want to gentrify your soul with skyscrapers of forever to make those bad regrets leave like ghetto people on 8th Street. I want you to pretend to hate me. Since you pretend to love me so well, I bet you wouldn't even recognize a difference. I never wanted to love you from a distance. Some love on a postcard from Sweden. What I mean is, I never ordered a love from IKEA. With a cheap A heart that breaks easy, or probably never had all the pieces in the first place. From the first day we decided to reconstruct your heart, we couldn't see mine breaking. In the process, now I can't break hold from these strength node mind games, cause the bones in my heart now ache when your eyes rain. See, I realize why it is I call you boo. I'm a resurrected ghost of John Henry, killing myself trying to cover your tracks when you're not even all aboard, which would make me an apologist. But I signed up to be your soulmate, not your freaking psychologist turned punching bag. Cause every time you get mad, seems I'm the first one you throwing punches at. You call it love taps, well baby, love hurts. Tell your unemployed, broken butt heart that love works if you work for it. How could I triple bypass the claw marks on your cavity, like acrylic shovels digging into your core, trying to remove something that your body's been rejecting long before I met you. Used to lay on my chest listening to the overtures of my vitality. You got to hear what a working heart sounds like, but I bet you never forgot what a breaking heart sounds like. Like pouring milk over Rice Krispies, this crackling glacier in the pit of my chest just proves that you're my world. Don't promote the global warming. Never could find the right words to make you listen. For freak's sake, I'm a poet. I'm supposed to be able to woo women for a living, but I can't, given the situation I've been given. I used to want to save you, and then I had to digress, cause I heard you still ride shotgun in a bus that ran into your chest. I heard that all you walked away with was a broken heart. Well, that's cool, cause I was starting to question if you ever had one in the first place. Thank you.
Mm. Ooh, damn.
Boy.
Thank you. He said, you say the heart, you had a heart, the consistency of confetti?
Yeah.
Damn.
That was nice.
Very nice. Thank you for sharing that. But that's true. Good God. I don't even know what to say after that. A heart, the consistency of confetti.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there with those confetti hearts.
Right. And it's a lot of, and people don't know that broken hearts are contagious.
Hurt people.
Right, Bobby? Like people, somebody said that to me the other day, like hurt people, and which is true. Like a broken heart is a contagious thing. So if you're trying to deal with somebody with a broken heart, like wear your mask and wear, like, get your vaccines and something, because if you know you're going to deal with that, you can eventually end up with a broken heart by just trying to help somebody with a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you will end up with those same type of symptoms, and you would treat somebody else the same way. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of what you're doing when you're getting yourself into that thing, and knowing, like, when you get that little pit and those feelings and stuff like that, like your heart is breaking, and this is how you can fix yourself, because you're trying to help fix somebody else.
Mm. Wow.
See, bringing it back to self.
Right, it's back to self. So he said, did you say the passenger you riding shotgun on the bus
that ran
into your chest?
Yeah.
So Dr. Gray, you know, how can a person effectively let go? Because that's a huge reason why people aren't able to progress in finding love, and that's why they are afraid, because XYZ person hurt me so badly that I don't even know how to love myself, number one, and give love to somebody else. But in my mind, you know, I'm empty and I want love, so I'm going to still pursue somebody even though I'm not prepared to really love that person. So how can a person effectively let go?
Well, first, I think they have to give themselves time. Mm-hmm. I think when people are hurt, they are so quick to want to try and get somebody else to try and heal that hurt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they're not giving their body, their mind, their heart the time that it needs to heal by itself. They're not taking the time to process and figure out what did they learn from that last experience.
Mm-hmm.
What were the mistakes that were made? What were the things that went right? What were the things that they liked, the things that they didn't, the things that they want to carry into the next mm-hmm. relationship, the things that they want to demand from the next person that they date? But they don't think that. They are just like their heart. They just want to be held. They want somebody mm-hmm. to come along and make it all better.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that just leads to more problems.
But some people, they will demand, you know, things from their next person, but they'll be so damn demanding that they forget right. that the person they're dealing with now is not that same person. Like, mm-hmm. your ex did X, Y, and Z. I am not him. I am not her.
Right.
So we'll have all these different rules and regulations moving forward because of what somebody else did to us. Like, mm-hmm. we're still in bondage. We're still in those chains mm-hmm. because of... We're afraid to move forward because of what happened.
Yeah.
And because XYZ happened, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to do that. You can't do this. You can't touch me like this because when he touched my shoulder, that meant that he wanted sex. So all of a sudden,
yeah.
whenever somebody touches my shoulder, now I feel some kind of way.
Mm-hmm. I think you have just summarized at least 5 or 6 of my clients.
Damn.
With. But, you know, the thing is, one of the things I do tell them all is, you know, it does take time. You have
mm-hmm.
to give yourself time, but you also have to spend time really figuring out what it was that they did that hurt so bad
mm-hmm.
and why. You know, most of the times we just kind of stop, but they hurt me, so I'm never going to let anybody else do that to me again.
Mm-hmm.
And these defenses.
I got this icebox where my heart used to be.
And they don't really want to say, well, what does it take to let somebody come in and open that icebox and mm-hmm. see what's up? They're like, I just want to defend it. I just want to make sure nobody
right.
gets close.
Right, right, right.
Because it takes time and it takes doing some introspection. Whether it's giving yourself time away from the dating scene, whether it's getting a journal and doing some writing or something like that,
mm-hmm.
blogs, whatever it is you got
to
do.
That was going to be my next question. Like, what are some tangible things that people can do? Because everybody is not going to go to get counseling. They're not going
right.
to seek out
right.
your services, because especially the Black community, like, I don't need no help. You know, they'll talk to their friends or their family. Like, your family just as jacked up as you are. Your friends are in jacked up situations too. I'm not saying they can't give you sound advice, but sometimes, you know, you need to seek out some professional opinions and,
right.
and you know, get through the pain that you went through.
That's true.
And I told people, when I broke up with my last boyfriend, I went to therapy. I was heartbroken. I was like, look, I'm crying every day. I'm just like curled up in the bed. So I can't do this anymore.
Mm.
I knew I couldn't do it by myself. And I knew that I couldn't rely on my friends, even though they tried.
Right.
I couldn't rely, because like, well, he was just stupid. He wasn't good enough for you. And he was like, I was like, okay, well, we was together for a long time. So now you think he's a jerk. And
mm-hmm.
this, that, he, like,
yeah,
so you talking about my decision. Like, now I'm stupid. He wasn't good enough for you anyway. So they were just trying to help me. But it's like, okay, that's not the best thing. That wasn't the best thing for me,
right.
you know, having a pity party, this, that, and the other.
Right, yeah.
You know, in retrospect. So that's why I went mm-hmm. out to get through that situation. But everybody doesn't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some tangible things that people can do? You said journaling.
Well, journaling is a good one. Taking mm-hmm. time to really kind of get to know what your own interests are again. Yes, time
yes.
is a big one.
Make love to you.
Mm. There you go. Date
I
yourself.
I love me. I take my... Shoot, if I don't feel like waiting for somebody else, I will go in a heartbeat. I'll
yeah.
take myself out to dinner, to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to eat for free, I'll just show a little cleavage and I'll just sit at the bar. At the bar.
There's Trap.
Yes.
Well,
my name is Miss Marie and these are the girls.
For the brothers that don't necessarily have that option.
Right.
Right.
Nah, but for real, getting to know yourself and just really saying, what is it I want out of a relationship? You know, it's the journaling. Again, a lot of people aren't necessarily going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you can't find other ways to really kind of connect with your interests, to really say, what are the things that made me interesting? What are the things that I have to bring to the table? What
right.
are the things that I have to
yeah.
offer? The things that this other person, maybe they appreciated for a while, but then they stopped. Or maybe they never appreciate
mm-hmm.
mm.
But a certain amount of introspection, whether that comes through therapy and counseling, whether that comes through friends, whether that comes through group activities, whether that comes through just sitting there by yourself sometimes and saying, I'm giving myself permission to think, to analyze,
mm-hmm.
and to figure some mm-hmm. stuff out.
Yeah.
And give yourself permission to grieve. It
yes.
is okay to grieve, you know?
It's okay to grieve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm going to show some objectivity. Me, what I... One of my quotes, my own personal quotes that I wrote. Yes, I'm a philosopher, people.
Now, all right, now.
One of my own personal quotes is, I say, the best way to misuse your heart is by trying to protect it. You know,
like that. I'm about to write that down.
Yeah, the heart.
The best way to misuse your heart
is by trying to protect it. The heart, your heart and love, it doesn't need you. The heart is the entity. You are the one that needs love. You have to have that to make your progressions through life. And if you're defeated by situations that are caused by love but not by love directly, then you're going to lose out. So like you say, like, yeah, you do want to give yourself time to grieve. You want to understand what happened. You want to get your closure on these situations, but you don't want that to stop anything else in your life. The best way to miss the opportunity, miss opportunities is times where you miss an opportunity. So if you want to go to the club, but you're too hurt to go to the club, or you're too hurt to go to a poetry event because you're so sad and your heart got broken, you can't leave. Well, there was another person at this poetry event that was going to say what you need, that was going to come up to you the right way, and could have been another prospect for you to get to know, not for you to jump back in a relationship, but for them to try to help mend like your broken heart.
I should play that. How can we mend a broken heart?
So so that's what, like, I definitely am an advocate of grieving and like just learning yourself. But the thing is, don't stop doing what you've been doing. Don't be defeated by relationships, because every relationship isn't bound for marriage. Like,
it is not.
You're not supposed to marry everybody. You're supposed to just have a good time with some people that you don't click with on a long term before a short term. You know,
and people don't get that. A lot of women don't get that too. When it comes to dating, they think like, well, this one, it didn't work out. Like, you know, it's not a love connection. Well, maybe it wasn't meant to be a love connection.
And every relationship isn't. That's why it's called a relationship. Like, we have different relationships with different people. You might, for the time being, you might like going to the movies for the next 5 years. That might stop, and then you might want to go out to eat. Like, these are two different things that you're going to have with two different people, and they don't have to stay the same. So first of all, every person you be with is not the one. You know, every
Heck
person
no.
that you're with is not the one. They may seem like it, but they're not the one. So some tangible things you can do is what you've been doing. Is to me, like, do what you've been doing. Go out the same way you've been going out. Go to work happy the same way you've been going to work. Don't be defeated by these like failed attempts at love, or what you think are failed attempts, because love was successful. You just wasn't successful at love.
All right. Well, I kind of disagree with that slightly. I wouldn't say continue to do the same things, because if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got.
Yeah, that's true.
It goes both ways. But we are in the second hour of the show. Sorry to cut you off, Jackson, but we are in the second hour of the show. So you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, and we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Tell your friends about us. You can download the TuneIn app that's on the App Store, or you can go to TuneIn.com, search for Rock The Flow, and we'll be on the list. Add us to your favorites. We also have some other great programming here on The Flow, Sunday through Sunday. So we're here every day. All great programming. We got like the Dreamcatcher Show. We got Kiva Diva that comes on before me. And if you love music, I'm telling you, Kiva Diva will take you there, honey. So I listen to her before I come into the studio. But it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what the heck am I going to rant and rave about? I don't know. Fear, maybe? Let me get my notes here. I'm not going to sing. I wish I could sing, though. I'm gonna say it in a poem. I'm not, because I'm not a poet. Not at all. Not at all. I used to write poetry back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't written a poem in who knows how long. But anyways, dating, relationships, love, it can all be scary. A lot of us want love, but don't put forth the effort or work that it takes to receive and sustain it because of fear. Understand that there's going to be a level of discomfort when it comes to matters of the heart. So I'm not telling anyone to be fearless, but what I am encouraging you to do is to fear less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to operate without fear. So, yes, I'm encouraging you to fear less. Not be fearless, but to fear less. You know, let your guard down. Open your heart just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't open yourself up, then how are you ever going to receive anything from anybody? You don't even know. You know, you could be like missing out on your blessing because you're so cold-hearted. You're so closed off to another person. So you might have already missed him. You might have met him already, but you were so in your feelings and so standoffish that he decided that he was going to go somewhere else, or she was going to go somewhere else. So another thing is, stop being so concerned with what everybody else thinks. You know, if you with somebody, you like them, just open up to them. Like, mm-hmm. don't worry about what your friends think. Stop worrying about getting everybody else's approval. Because I know a lot of us are like, oh, well, what do you think about him? Uh-huh. What do you think about her? Yeah. Well, do you like her? That's what matters. Like, you like her. Mm-hmm. Keep it going. Don't be afraid to show that person that you love them. I know.
I'm going to stop you on just a little bit of that. Cause
not,
I think,
Not yet. So don't look for everybody to validate you. Let your heart decide. I mean, I understand that your family and friends and your opinions are important, but at the end of the day, they don't have to live with that person. You do. They ain't got to sleep with that person. You do. So it is what it is. I know, right? Don't allow your past negative experiences to dictate your present actions when it comes to chivalry and respect, fellas. Mm. Just because she did not say thank you and when you held open that door does not mean that every woman after that has to suffer because you don't want to hold the door open and be respectful. Get over it. Be chivalrous. Thank you. And also allow yourself to be loved and be lovable. Stop being quick to label someone as thirsty, ladies, just because he likes you. Attack. It's okay for him to like you. Just accept it. Somebody got to like you. Everybody doesn't like you, but he likes you. So stop calling that man thirsty.
Get him.
Because they're just showing you interest. It's okay. So I know, Dr. Ray, you wanted to chime in on that?
Well, I did, because I think I was with you on
the validation.
Yeah, but just to a point in terms of like, if all of your friends are saying, look, this person seems a little bit off, like they are stalker, crazy, domestic violence situation getting ready to happen.
That I can understand.
It comes a point you got to listen.
Right.
But for the most part, I am totally with you on what you were saying.
But some people are so afraid to move forward with a person because they want everybody to validate that person. Like, you've been out with this person, he's been respectful to you, or she's been respectful to you, and you've been seeing each other for months, and why do you have to parade him or her around to every Tom, Dick, and Harry to find out their opinions?
Because they still got issues around their own self-acceptance. It's like getting the validation of the person they're with is somehow validating them as a person.
Exactly.
But some people, they won't. They're like, oh, well, I don't know about him. And we're like, you could have missed out once again on somebody that's special because you were so concerned with what your friends thought. Like I said, you're the one that has to go home to that person.
And another thing is, quote, chime in time.
Yes, let me get my notepad together because he got all the good quotes.
You probably ran write this down, but nah. Asking advice is when you know the answer, but you wish you didn't. Mm-hmm. So if you asking someone else's opinion about something, that means that you might already think that, and you just kind of hope that they tell you something so you can go against what you already think, which is already a bad thing when you need to face it yourself and understand yourself. Like somebody who's confident about something, they don't need to ask nobody what's going on. Like even like whoever the biggest Bama in the world that you know, they come out and wear their Bama clothes and they don't be like, oh, you think I'm fly today? They just walk in school and they be a Bama. So it's the same thing like in your life. If you with somebody and you're comfortable with this person, you don't need to ask anybody else what they think about them because you have to
suffer the consequences. Right. Even, you know, what if it works? It just might work. You never know.
Indeed.
So I don't know. But we're going to get into some more music. Keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. Now, are you afraid to love? You know, what are some things that people can do to kind of get over themselves and just be open and receptive to receiving love and to giving love? So what are your thoughts? I'm going to push it out there to you guys in the internet world who are tuning in online. That's at tunein.com, or you can go download the TuneIn app, search for Rock the Flow, and also on rocktheflow.com. Like I said, we're here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's This Date Is Over Radio. I'm going to stop talking so I can do some more music. So keep it right here on The Flow.
I'm scared of lions and tigers and bears, but I'm scared. such a rare and precious find to receive this love divine. And I'm yours, babe. Promise that you'll give me the truth. Nothing's gonna tear us apart.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from the Zoe album. That was Gene Jolly with the vocals. The song was Tell Me Something New. Right before that was Jasmine Sullivan with Lions, Tigers, and Bears, because that song is so accurate to tonight's topic, because people are afraid. So many people are scared of love. And I get it. I've been there, done that. But, we got Jackson Carrera in the studio.
Yes, sir.
We also got Dr. Gray.
Hello, hello.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being with me in the studio tonight. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I want to go on Facebook, because I posted the question in the Facebook group. And, Lord, of course, they got people blaming the women. Oh, my gosh. I asked people, why are people afraid to love and why are people afraid of love? Omar said, some people are afraid of the unknown. Some who love not, know not. Okay, gotcha. Some who love not, know not. Ow, I just hit my elbow. Okay. Some who have loved and lost are still cautious or on entering that love arena again. And then you have those who will risk the hurt of rejection to be in love again, because love has no equal. Deshaun, he says, it's all the women's fault with the thirsty and friend zone stuff.
I like that.
Unless I know I'll probably, yeah, okay. Probably, P-R-O-L-L-Y. It's a new word.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, he said, unless I know I'll probably not see her for a long time, I'll just flirt at first to gauge her response on how I'm going to proceed. But if I've never seen her before, I'll approach and introduce myself and see what her situation is. Okay.
See?
I think Sean said something good. He says, love isn't hard. Some people tend to overcomplicate things. There are others with unrealistic expectations of what love and healthy relationships are.
Perfection.
And how their behavior has contributed to past or current failure.
Okay, Sean, where you at? We need you.
Right. Worst are those that care more about what others think about their situation rather than just doing what and being with who makes them happy.
Word.
Even if so, if it so happens to be just yourself. Self-love is the key ingredient to finding external love. Amen, Sean.
Dang, Sean.
Should have saved that one for the end.
I know, yeah. Right? I'm going to read that one again.
There need to be somebody captioning somewhere.
Right.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Lawrence says, the women of today made it this way for themselves. Should have never started calling us thirsty.
No. We made it like that for women. Us men have made it that way for women.
Mm-hmm.
We lied too much and played them too much. But, what you expect is two for every one man. So, we got too greedy. And yeah. Now we're reaping what we sow about it.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you about that, especially in the D.C. area. The ratio is definitely in the man's favor out here in D.C. So how can a single woman with standards secure her a great man in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, how can she be fearless? Because, like I said before, you know, a guy is going to entertain the hoe before he entertains a woman.
Right, right.
So how can she be willing to open up her heart and break down those barriers when this area is not the greatest when it comes to love and romance for women, true. For single women with standards?
Oh, man. Dr. Gray, you want to take this one?
He passed it to Dr. Gray. Dr. Gray.
Yeah, I was hoping you weren't going to do that. But, no, I mean, I think that for women in this area, I mean, when they feel like they're... if they're letting the guys play on that fear, like, you know, there's so few guys for the women that are there, mm-hmm. then women are starting to lower their standards. And in actuality, if they want a man that is on their level, they want that good man, they need to keep their standards right where they are and take the risk that maybe he may not show up right away, mm-hmm. but he will eventually show up.
That's why I date elderly men with money well, that are about to die.
Hugh Hefner.
I'm just playing. That's not true.
I'm about to say hospices around the, you know.
Yes, I'll be at the hospice nearest you. Yes, yes, I will, fellas. I will not. But I don't know.
Nah, man. I think it's really tough, especially in this area, because it's just so much here. Like, it's so much here. I think, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful women out here, man. There's a lot of beautiful women. But
man, I'm like, where the hell they get these chicks on the flyers? Like,
yeah, man.
Like, damn.
They be real girls.
They encourage
though.
Me to go to the gym. Like, seriously.
But the thing is, it always goes back to what we're talking about tonight, man. You have to be 100% confident in yourself. You have to know, like, that you have the best product, and that eventually people are going to come back to you. So for the good women out there who are losing to the hoes and the thirst traps, the best advice I give you, just be patient for right now, man, because it's going to have to come back to you. Like, you know how people say, "Rur, it's coming back to hip-hop, it's coming back to lyrics." Well, you guys are the hip-hop and the lyrics. It's going to come back to you eventually, but you just got to be patient, because there's so much other BS out here.
Mm-hmm. It's too much BS out here. Fellas, I know how to cook.
I mean, you know, I think ladies also ought not be afraid to go after what they want.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of women that are afraid to approach a guy.
Yes,
me included. Me included, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes you kind of got to let that go.
Like I said before, if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you always
got. Exactly.
That's not my quote. That's something I got from my life coach, too.
Yeah, don't take me.
You got to try something different. Step outside the box, you know. Call him up. Ask him out.
Well, yeah. And look at different places to try and meet men.
Right.
Right.
You keep going to the same two or three clubs or the same church or the same, you know, poetry shop or whatever. You're going to meet the same folks because they're coming there the same thing.
Exactly.
You want to meet somebody new, go out and do something different.
Right.
You know, Congressional Black Caucus comes to town. Ooh. There's a whole lot of folks up in there.
I'll be there. I'm going to be there. That.
Congressional Black Caucus.
I am going to be there, too.
Bring two condoms. Like, double up. Yeah, that sounds nice, but I know what people do during those types of weekends.
Yeah.
Granted, that is a possibility.
But you might, you could meet the one there, and I think I might go this year. I have never been. I always forget.
Yeah. Hey, so I met this guy at the Howard Theater. We was backstage. It was like Raheem Devon's like bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so like well versed in a bunch of things. Like mm-hmm. you wouldn't think he was a bodyguard. So anyway, he invited me and then one of the guys who performing like to the Black Caucus, and he told me he was gonna come there and introduce us to some people and stuff.
Cool.
Like that. So that's gonna be pretty dope. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna just happen to be like in your neighborhood, like, oh my god, where y'all going? I'm gonna have a gown on too. Like, you know what? Can I just ride with y'all real quick?
You're gonna be one of Tyler Perry characters and stuff like that. Like, how
right.
you doing?
Right.
I've been looking for you all my life, Miss Marie.
So, going back to being afraid, a lot of people are afraid. And, you know, touching on what your poem was saying earlier about, you know, basically baggage. Everybody has baggage.
Mm.
You just have to find somebody that's willing to help you unpack, but some baggage is a little bit too damn much.
Yeah.
Because people try to act like they don't have baggage. Well, I don't want anybody with baggage. I'm like, you have kids. You already have baggage.
I've known girls with a couple kids that say, I don't want to date nobody with kids. I'm like, what?
Double standard.
Right.
But, I mean, everybody got baggage. The issue around fear is, you know, being vulnerable and letting somebody else see what your baggage is.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And seeing if they're willing to deal with it.
Right.
You know, but if you're trying to hide it, then eventually they are going to see it.
Right.
And that's when the problems are going to come. That doesn't mean you got to go out and just, you know, everybody you meet be like, look, here goes my, you know, pods you know, storage container with the baggage.
Yes, please don't wear that on your sleeve. That has happened to me on a date, and that date was over. I'm like, you know what? I didn't need to hear all of your problems from A to Z. I think that, you know, you should, like, never call me ever again in life. He's like, I just wanted to let you know where things were. I'm like, you should have just not even asked me for my phone number.
Yeah, I'm on his side, man. I'm
not.
He told you. It's like, hey, you got to check the Carfax, man. He gave you, you didn't have to do that. He told you what was wrong with the car right there. And if you didn't want to drive it, then roll out. And that's what you did. And so I appreciate him for doing that. He might have lost a good person, but you might have lost a good person too.
I might have. And I do wish him the best. But at that stage in my life, I did not want to help him unpack his bag.
Yeah, you might have just avoided somebody who didn't actually have the best judgment. Because there is a time and a place to show your baggage. Mm-hmm. First date, probably not the best time. You know, you're still dating a representative.
Right, you want to give that person the opportunity to really get to know you and actually care for you. Because at that point, like, I don't care about you yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I don't care about you enough to want to take on anything.
Yeah.
Take responsibility for your heart at that stage.
You only want fun.
Right, you know, it's the representative. That's what I was looking for. Mm. You know, that's how we are when we first meet somebody. Just want to meet that representative. You just want to have fun.
Right.
Get to know them
exactly.
Organically. Mm-hmm. But he put it all out there. Like, yes. The other thing, well, for me, when it comes to relationships, is like marriage. I'm scared to death of marriage.
Mm.
I mean, looking at stats, it to me, it's like, is marriage even necessary?
Yeah,
that's another thing when it comes to fear of relationships. You know, that's when we have to be another show topic. Like, is marriage even necessary? Because when you look at, you know, when you're with somebody, when you go through this whole relationship thing, the goal, I would think, would be to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, I think the marriage, well, the divorce statistics, what, are they above 50% now?
Wow.
I think it's like 55, 60.
Yeah, I don't pay sense.
Either way, even 50% is still too high.
Right.
But, you know, the thing about marriage and divorce is, you know, we've been practicing for divorce since we were kids.
Mm.
You look at all these relationships that people jump into and out of when they're 13, 14, 15 and whatnot. And it's like going through a divorce. Especially now as the relationship is getting so much more intense, where people are at younger ages jumping in the sack with each other, playing house, acting like they're grown when they are not.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of why when they get divorced later on, it's like this is just another breakup. The only difference is I had to have a lawyer authorize it and sign a paper.
Right.
Mm.
You know, so we really have to kind of go back and look at what marriage is supposed to be. Are we? And
what
how
is
we
marriage
dating?
Supposed to be? Because one of the other things that scares me about marriage is sex. It's a lot of married people that ain't having sex, and
no
I want to have it regularly.
Right,
but when I talk to people, like, when is the last time you had sex with your wife? They be like,
like my girl, she's like, oh yeah, we gonna have sex every day. I was like, man, I ain't hitting 3 weeks now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not even married yet. So, like, I wonder what it is about that. Like, why does it stop, like, when you start, when you get married and stuff like that? I don't know, man. Just, marriage, I guess, like, it establishes a lot of comfortability, man. Like, a lot of comfortability where you feel you don't have to do certain things anymore, I guess.
I know. And we got a caller. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Oh, damn. They hung up. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Hey, well, I guess you about to get married and getting that now, too.
Right? But, yeah, like, complacency is a huge issue. I mean, we all get complacent, whether it be with our jobs, you know, with our you know, family relationships or, you know, our personal relationships. So, I don't, like, how do we snap out of it and snap back into the person that we were when we were pursuing that person? Because a lot of people get complacent.
Communication. Mm. I'm going right back to those. It's so easy to get complacent. I mean, that's by nature. That's the nature of the definition.
Mm-hmm.
It's complacent. You are comfortable with the routine. When you get married, yes, you know, you can fall into this thing of we go to work, we come home, we have dinner, we sit and watch TV for a minute. Then we're getting ready for bed. We go to bed, get up the next day and do the same thing. But if you want to bring a little bit of spice into it, it doesn't just happen. You have to put in some effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of effort, man.
But why is that so hard? It's like it seems like it would be like, you know, that your spouse likes X, Y, and Z.
Right.
But you do A, B, C, and D, which is everything that they don't like. And you continue to do it. You know that he doesn't like when you leave your shoes next to the bed. He likes it when you leave your shoes in the closet.
Uh-huh.
But you keep leaving your damn shoes next to the bed. Like, why is that so hard for you to pick up the shoes, put them in the closet? You know that she hates when you pee on the toilet seat,
right?
But you continue to pee on the toilet seat. Why can't you just wipe it up and not pee on the seat?
I don't know, man. The thing is, I do stuff like that, man. Like, I guess this is the perfect platform to me admit if I do it on purpose or not. Because sometimes I might be spiteful of me not getting something that I want. You know, like, mm-hmm. if I told you that I want X, Y, and Z, and you do A, B, and C, and then you ask for X, Y, and Z, and I'm supposed to do X, Y, and Z, which I am supposed to do because I'm supposed to do what I'm supposed to do regardless of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just make me not want to do it.
It's a tit for tat kind of thing.
Like a tit for tat, and that's what
because
that's
I'm not being served, then I'm not going to serve you.
Right, and it should never be like that. It definitely, like, that's not the right way to go about things. Like, you have to do your job regardless of who else is doing their job. Just mm-hmm. so.
And it's hard to do that.
Yeah, it definitely is. It takes a strong person.
You have to learn how to turn the other cheek or be the bigger person in a lot of cases. Because mm-hmm. it's like, you got to pick your battles. And if you fighting over piss on a toilet seat,
yeah.
it's like, damn, why y'all break up? Man, let me tell you. Did he hit you? Girl, no. He kept pissing on my toilet seat. And right. I told him I had enough.
You know, there may come a point where it's like, this really is a problem. But you know, on some level, you're trying to get somebody to change their behavior and take their feelings into consideration. You got to communicate, you got to talk about it, and you got to reinforce the good behaviors. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, like, we treat the good behavior as though it's something that's expected
without then, even saying thank you and showing gratitude.
Yeah, and then we just ride people about the bad behavior.
Mm-hmm. Right?
If we switch that up a little bit and start reinforcing the good behavior, then you'll get it more likely, more often.
Okay. Well, we got to go to commercial once again. Don't forget the numbers 301-560-6992. Somebody called here, but I don't know if I hung up or if they hung up. My bad. Call us back. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So we'll be right back. Keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Understand.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the IM Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check out the show each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship tidbits. We got some funny stuff up there. And we have the blog that comes out each and every Wednesday. Hump Day, yes, that's when our blog comes out. But you can also post your bad date stories on thisdateisover.com. Click on the dating stories tab and you can post the who. Actually, don't post the who. Don't put no real names. We don't put names on the site. Just situations. Just put the situation out there. You know, just call him like Joe Blow Big Head or something like that and just talk about what he did. And, yeah.
Or she.
Hmm? Yeah, or she. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The funniest stories I get are from dudes. Like, the guys that send me stories, oh, man, I appreciate you. So go to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories. And also, don't forget to save the date, April 26th. We are going to have a bruncheon. The love experience. That's what we're calling it. The love experience. Mm-hmm. We'll have a brunch. It's going to be nice. Some good food, some good conversation. And you might even get a date. Hello.
Uh-oh.
I'm not. I mean, I'm not a matchmaker, so don't expect me to hook you up. So you got to do it yourself. But anyways, you just heard music from Dwelle. The song was "I Understand" because that's all we want, fellas. We want y'all to understand us, And ladies, the fellas want you to understand them too.
Thank you.
So please, everybody, be understanding. I love that song by him. But we got Dr. Gray in the studio.
Hey, hey.
And we also got Jackson Carrera.
Hey.
And can you guys give out your Dr. Ray? What's your contact information, like social media, if somebody wants to get in contact with you and you know they want to get some therapy or somebody to talk to?
Well, you know, Twitter ain't the best way to catch me, but I am know, there
right?
At J E Gray PhD. And then, you know, best number to reach me, I'm just gonna give my office number. It's 240-621-0215, and I will give you Miss Marie the web address so that way we ain't gonna try to say the whole thing online.
His website is so long, it's like 2,000 characters. So we're gonna have to figure out a way to shorten his URL. So I'll post that for you guys later. So Jackson Carrera, how can they get in contact with you?
Jackson _ Carrera, Carrera. My phone number. Nah, I'm not giving you my phone number.
Don't do it.
Thirsty people out there. Nah,
right. He's a poet. He'll have right. All these chicks calling. Could you write me a poem?
See, exactly. That's what they all say. Where my poem at? You don't deserve no poem. Standards, man. And I'm also throughout the city. You can catch me at times at Bus Boys, and I'm in a place on Thursday called Spit That. It's by
Spit
across,
That.
Yeah, by Howard University. It's the best. Like,
do they have food there?
They do have food.
They don't
there.
Spit in the food, do they?
No, never,
spit
never.
Spit on that.
We have a late a girl named Luna who runs a company called Moon Island Catering.
Okay,
and she makes these vegetarian dishes, and they are better than the real thing. So the other day she made like steak and cheese and salad. And it's like a meat substitute, but it's better than a real steak and cheese. And she does this week after week, create these magical miracles.
I need to know her because I love food.
Look at it. It's Moon Island Catering.
Moon Island Catering.
And she can make you a dish for the whole week. So if you want like vegan, vegan lasagna, she can make you a whole dish of lasagna. And it's like a good price. It's $20 that'll last you this whole week. And she'll make it for you. Man, it's the best. Like, it's the best thing. Like, I swear by this. I go there like on Thursdays. I don't eat dinner because I know I'm gonna go to Spit That across from Howard. It's the ECAC building. It's a nonprofit, and I'm gonna go and eat this food. And it's so amazing though. So
okay,
amazing.
You just made me hungry. Hello,
I promise you, man.
Hello,
I'm gonna tweet it on Thursday. I'm gonna take a picture of it on Instagram at Jackson_Carrera on any handle. Thank you.
All right. So going back to tonight's topic, and we were talking during the break, and one of the things. Oh God, I just lost my train of thought. But when it comes to being afraid of love and being afraid to love, is that a lot of people aren't receptive to it. And I think a lot of us need to be more receptive to learning.
Word.
Not only how to love ourselves, but how to love somebody else. And, you know, I don't want to use the word change, but a lot of us need to modify our behaviors when it comes to how we interact with a person. And it's like you say, you know, commanding that respect, you know, waiting for that man to open that door for you.
Yeah.
You know, command that from him. If he doesn't accept it, then he's not the one for you.
Right.
But, you know, if he's receptive, then he will he will try to do it. But, you know, when you want these things, you know, don't be so demanding. You know, try to be kind about it. Don't be like, you better open that damn door. Although, I have done that before. I didn't say it like that. But I remember years ago. This guy walked in front of me at the restaurant. I thought he walked ahead of me to grab the door. No, he walked straight on in. I was like, oh dear. So I stayed outside till he came back out there. And he was like, why didn't you come in? I said, because you didn't hold the door open. I said, we're going to try this again. We're going to have to try this again. I said, you cannot walk in front of me into a restaurant. And I'm like, are you serious right now?
Right, man.
So, yeah. Just be mindful of how you package these requirements to the guys, and also, you know, gents, make certain you're mindful of how you package the things that you need to the ladies.
Here's the thing, you definitely have to be coachable, and the first thing the way to do that is to drop the ego, man. We have become so sexually arrogant.
Oh my
We have become so sexually arrogant in this generation that we think that we're doing everything right. You think that every girl that you've been with is the right way. 9 out of 10 girls you please, or 9 out of 10 men you please. So you think like that 1% is not going to mean anything. Like you don't have to change anything, but that 1% could be your future husband or wife, and this is something that you really need to change. So be more coachable and be show some reciprocity. Be honest with the person that you're with too. If the person asks you, are they the best? Then be like, no, you're not the best, but you possibly could be the best if you do this, that, and that, and that. And that way we can start to not break people's confidence, but we can start to break people down
to
build them back up. Because everybody thinks that they're the best at everything else. You talk, like, I tease people all the time, like, maybe she ain't like it. She's like, man, everybody like it. Everybody don't like it. I'm like, everybody can't like what you're doing, man. Like, you can't be
the
best.
You know what? I want to say something so badly, but it's going to come off so crass. So I'm going to just have to keep my mouth shut.
No.
just mull it around.
This guy thought he was doing a good job at something, and he asked me, I was like, no. He's like, come on, I was putting in a lot of work. No.
And it's probably the best thing you ever did for him, because now he probably like, okay, I wasn't the best before, but now I'm the best because you done told him he was the best. You broke him down, and now he has the chance to listen and build himself back up, you know? And that's what it's about. Like, we are too sexually arrogant, and we're too, like, arrogant.
The ego, you hit the nail on the head, honey.
Let's drop the ego.
People don't want to drop these egos.
Let's drop these egos, and let's be honest. Let's start that going from now. So, like, I challenge anybody who's listening right now to tell your partner or to tell the next person you're with that if they're all doing a good job, be honest. If they're not, then tell them what they can do to become the best. And I challenge anybody to start that now. And let's start to change this culture around, so we can have like these more open and honest, and everybody can be good at the things they do, you know.
And it's hard to have these discussions because people take such offense to, like, oh, man. Real? Oh, please, I ain't never heard nobody say that to me before. Exactly. Oh, whatever.
You know, communication depends on how you say it. And it goes
even
back
if you
to
say it nicely.
But even if you say it nicely, there's still a way it can be done if you are paying attention to how the other person responds.
Oh my gosh.
You know, the idea of kind of loving somebody in the way that they need versus the way that you want them to, you know, that's one of those concepts. It applies in the bedroom, outside the bedroom, across the board. If you really can tap in to how somebody gives and receives love, and you start to respond in that way and give it to them in that way, you can have some of those hard conversations.
Let me tell you,
I was with this guy. We were in a relationship for a while, and I just wanted to talk to him because I felt like he wasn't really carrying his weight when it came to like something basic like the dishes. Like, I was like, you know, I'm doing all this cooking. I would really appreciate if you would kind of chip in and help out with the dishes, because when I cook, with like every pot and pan that I own. But he was so offended that I asked him that. He was like, so you think I'm like some kind of dirty person? And blah. I was like, whoa. No, I was just saying, could you help out with the dishes a little bit? Like, it's tiring for me to be in this kitchen for an hour plus, you know, doing the prep and the cooking. And then I got to do all the cleaning too. Could you just help me out? But he was like, You would have thought I shot his dog the way he was upset about it. But let me shut my mouth because we got to go to break. It's like these breaks come around so quickly. Yeah. So we got some, there's a little bit of time left on the show. So keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. You can also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And we'll be right back.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. That was music from Faith Evans. The song was Don't Be Afraid, because we are talking about fear. Stop being afraid to love and afraid of love. And I think that song was perfect. Baby, don't be afraid of my love, okay? That's what she was saying. Don't be afraid of mine either. Unless you hurt me, then be very afraid. Be very, very afraid, okay? But anyways, we got Jackson Carrera in the studio. What's up, Jackson?
Hey.
What's up? We got Dr. Gray.
Good evening.
We about to wrap things up shortly. So, fear, you know, ego. Good God, the ego. Drop those egos, people. So, let me start with you, Dr. Gray. Any parting words before we head out of here tonight?
It's funny, but I feel like I keep saying this every time I'm on here. So much of it comes back to communication.
Communication.
You know, I mean, that's a big one, but... The other piece that I would really say is, you know, don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to spend time with yourself.
Yes.
Really kind of working out your own insecurities, figuring out what your vulnerabilities are, why you feel that's a risk, and then figuring out how you want to communicate that to the person that you're with.
Yes. Spend time with yourself. I love me. You have no idea.
Yeah.
I take myself to the spa all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Massage therapy.
Well.
Yeah. I had some me time for a brief moment today to get my nails and my toes done. Good God, it was necessary. It was needed. It was needed.
Well, good for you.
I know, right? Because I could not have a man over my house and my feet looking jacked up. Let me go ahead and get this polish taken care of, because my polish was all chipped. Okay, that's TMI. Anyway, yeah, I can't have the chip polish. But it's like, it's the winter time, and you kind of get a little lax. So I had to get myself back together. So what about you, Mr. Carrera? Any parting words?
Parting words
about fear and afraid to love and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, man. Why be afraid of the ultimate entity? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you be afraid of the most soft and nurturing thing that can be for you? You know? And so you trying to protect your heart, like we said before. You trying to get it right, trying to get it perfect. When you don't know anything about it, you can't get something perfect that has no definition, you know?
Right.
You can't add volume to water, because water could take shape of anything, and so can love, and it comes in different ways and different forms. And it's an unconditional being, so you can't say you love somebody and not do certain things. Like, when you love someone, you got to understand what kind of contract you're signing when you're doing that.
Love someone is an atmosphere.
It's everything, man. And it's, yes, that's crazy.
The great Houdini.
Yes. And and it's an unconditional thing, so you can't kind of love someone. Like, when you exude that type of feeling out to the world, then you have to go at it a whole heart.
Yes.
And it could be like how you love your friend, or it could be how you love your lover. But when you love, you love, and there is no broken definition or halfway type of love, because it doesn't have that, because it don't have a definition.
Go all in.
Word. All in.
It might work out, but just what it might work. You never know.
Right.
And if it doesn't work out, you know, learn from that.
Yes, man.
Give it time.
Because even when you lose, you win.
Yeah, you do. Still do.
And could you give us that quote you said? It's something like, the best way to misuse your heart or something like that. What was that?
Yeah, the best way to misuse your heart is by trying to protect it.
Mm.
Yes. Yep, like when you lose, you win. If you go out and give everything and you love something or you love somebody, then you're going to learn so much stuff, even if it fails. And if it goes right, then everything goes right.
When it goes right.
Eventually.
Another thing,
you
know, if you, going back to all these nuggets I got from my life coach, when you fail forward, you know. Don't go backwards, fail forward, because failure is necessary for us to propel ourselves into something better. So,
well, they say that's when the most learning takes place.
Yeah.
It's not when you succeed, it's when you fail.
Right.
And then you get back up and try it again.
Success is not a straight line.
Nah.
Not at all.
Nah.
Not at all. Unless you were like some, you know, rich kid, you know, that was born into money. But even still, I don't know.
Yeah,
who cares about them? I mean, I care if they want to marry me. But that's another story for another day. But let's see. I think I would just, you know, echo Dr. Gray's remarks. You know, just try something new. You know, try, you know, be the change that you want to see, and do something different. You know, if you keep doing the same thing, you're probably going to get the same result. Isn't that what the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
So,
you know,
and if you're wondering why you don't have anybody, or if you're afraid, it's like, it's because you keep doing the same thing.
Right.
Try something new. And ladies, look, I will date a white man in a heartbeat. I don't discriminate. And I think a lot of women, you know, they, black women especially, they hold themselves back because they're so waiting for that black man to come get them.
That could be another
thing.
That
black man, he might not be the one for you. You might need some white chocolate. You might need some salsa or something.
Right. See,
you might need some curry in your life.
Some
open
people
up your world in a whole new way.
You might need something different. So, you know, try something different. Don't overcomplicate things, you know, just because you're hanging out with this person. It might not be a love match. It could just be a friend match. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But, you know, put that effort in. Please, Lord Jesus, put in that effort. Put in that time into, you know, take your time. Do it right. I don't know. Yeah. I'm rambling. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Right.
Damn it.
And drop that dang ego, man.
Drop the ego, please.
You don't know nothing. A man who knows everything, man, knows he knows nothing. You don't know anything.
Drop the ego.
Everybody's
and be
different.
Coachable.
Yes.
Be receptive to love and be, you know, be able to give love, you know, be receptive to receiving and giving, because a lot of us want to receive but a lot of us don't want to give. So do that list, you know, I said earlier, I think Dr. Ray said, excuse me, stealing what you said, make a list of what you're looking for in a person, but also make a list of what you're bringing to the table, and you know, and see if you have somebody, if there might be somebody in the friend zone that's already, you know, has all those qualities that you're looking for. So you never know. But I need to shut up because it's almost midnight, which means it's time for us to get out of here. Make certain you come back next Sunday, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. You can check out some of our older shows because we do archive them on the site. April 26th, The Brunch, save the date. More details to come on thisdateisover.com. And I ain't got nothing else. You know, I hope you guys have a great week. Remember, condoms, 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 because it's about to throw down in D.C. So get you some condoms so you don't have these snow babies. Okay? Because I know some of you people don't want to have babies with the people that you snowed in with. So just keep that in mind. But I'm shutting up before the clock strikes midnight. But you guys have a great week. Thank you. God bless. Good night.